Curiosity. We all feel it, and I'm a very curious person. And I have been curious for a very long time as to... I've been curious for some... a while anyway. Let me not exaggerate this. Yeah. I've been curious about what job it is that Robert does. Robert RJNet on Audioboo has a job. That's clear from his Audioboos. And I have been curious as to what that job is. And he has never revealed on Audioboo what that job is. And I've just listened to the latest, or one of the latest audios from Robert, in which he reveals that he has succeeded in getting a new job within the same organization. And of course, my curiosity is spurred on. But Robert makes a very interesting point about the distinction between people who are employees and people who own a business, let's say. If you're an employee, you work within the parameters of your contract of employment with the employer, and to be reporting on Audioboo about the nature of your work is, as Robert said, a tricky issue. Some organizations, some companies encourage their staff to use social media to talk about work, because they feel that that helps the company be more engaging with wider and wider communities, and that in effect it makes the company more human, it makes the company more attractive, that it's more, for whatever reason, there are companies that deliberately encourage their employees to blog about work. Now, the best ones have a policy framework which makes it completely clear to everybody within the company that what is the difference between acceptable and unacceptable behavior online. Now, they already have that framework in relation to what is acceptable and unacceptable behavior offline. There would be very clear guidelines as regards what is acceptable behavior towards fellow employees or towards customers or towards the wider world. And anything which in effect damages the reputation of the company is a matter which the company can legitimately scrutinize. I'm avoiding the word discipline here when I say this, but it's up for scrutiny. So any behavior by an employee which has an impact on the company can be scrutinized. And everybody would accept that, including employees. Companies have different methods by which they scrutinize it and have different degrees of control within their culture. I know company, I'm thinking of one in particular now, which to me almost seemed to encourage its employees to get drunk outside work and to go and have a good time. And you know, that fitted in with the culture and the ethos of their company. And in fact, it often was the case that some very senior managers went out and got very drunk with members of the staff as well, and in public places. So it, you know, that is a cultural issue, and that is a matter of the personality of the company. And on the other hand, I know companies where if that had happened, people would have been fired. So Robert, come back to Robert. Robert is whetting curiosity with even by drawing attention to the fact that he doesn't reveal what kind of work he does. He's so self-aware, Robert, that he knows very well that he is provoking or encouraging or drawing out curiosity about what it is he does for work. And he may be actually the kind of person who is going to keep us all in tenterhooks for the next 5 years, and eventually we'll discover that all along, you know, he was a prison warder, or something like that. It is fascinating. I don't actually want to know what Robert does for work. I'm incredibly curious about what work he does. I'm terribly impressed with his communication skills and his, I would say, emotional intelligence. So I have great fun imagining what Robert does for work, and I wish him in his new job every possible success. I stumbled into talking a little bit on this audiobook about the differences between companies in terms of their culture in relation to social media. Perhaps in another audiobook I could talk about the difference between what it's like to be an employee and what it's like to own a company. I've been in both roles, and as many people have been, and you know, like everybody, I would have a few words I could offer in relation to that topic too, and in relation to the freedom and the parameters and the effects that has upon the way in which you project your personal image and the image of your business and how those two connect with each other. But I'd just like to congratulate Robert on his move and hope that the remaining bit of weight on his shoulder does him good. Bye.